We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN, and we have a caller standing by with a comment. Go ahead, caller. You're on In Focus.
Hello. I'm calling in regard to fashions from the 50s, maybe early 60s. I think they were called poodle skirts. They were very full skirts with yards and yards of krill and underskirts that made them poof out. And Dick Clark and the American Bandstand was a program where they featured these dancers, high school age, and that was just a fascinating time I was thinking of, too. I graduated high school in 1960, so I remember some of these things very well. Thank you.
Right. Yes, that's interesting, and that does kind of relate to the idea that music influenced fashion so much. Watching those American Bandstand shows and the other ones that were on TV, then you could see what the other kids were wearing, like the poodle skirts, and then folks wanted those for themselves. The 1950s, you mentioned the can-cans or slips that held your dress way out there, and I remember those from when I was a kid, too, that and those poodle skirts, you did have a little slip under it so it would hold it out nicely and you could twirl when you danced. That's very interesting. I always wanted a poodle skirt, but I never had one.
Mm. Well, you know, I think it's interesting to see how, you know, the women's fashion varies so much from the men's fashion, especially in the 70s, you know, the bell bottoms and whatever. Women's fashion was really nice in the 70s. I feel like the men kind of, not so much.
Well, there's a lot of overlap between men and women fashion in the 70s because men were wearing the bell bottoms too. And hip huggers kind of became a popular thing. That idea of T-shirts, and men and women were wearing lots and lots of T-shirts in the 70s. So more and more clothing kind of was more generic for both sexes wearing the same thing, I think, as time went on. In the 50s, men and women really did have very separate fashion looks. But by the 70s, it became a little more mixed for both.
How much did the women's lib movement influence what women wore?
Oh, I think it influenced things quite a lot. I mean, the ditching the girdles and bras, I think women's rights kind of played into that quite a lot. And by the 70s, certainly that was happening. You didn't see nearly as many girdles or even people wearing bras necessarily.
Hmm. We move on to the 1980s, and this is the decade I was born in, and I think Dave knows quite a bit about the 80s. He was in high school, I think. No, that's right. You were a 70s high school student. I forget. I made Dave a little younger than I thought he was.
Well, it'd be interesting to know what he was wearing in high school. You get those fashion looks, probably the bell bottoms, lots of denim,
flared legs,
jean jackets,
jean jackets, flared legs,
Madras shirts,
polyester, corduroy.
Yes.
My senior picture,
I had polyester hot pants.
Yeah. My senior picture was me in a light blue corduroy three-piece suit.
Ooh.
With a
very fashionable.
With a red and white checkered shirt, open collar, and puka shells. but I had some. I liked a lot of things.
I expect those puka shells really made the outfit.
It made the man. I don't believe I have those any longer. Such an icon.
For better or worse, we don't know.
Definitely not better.
Well, in the 1980s, from the 1980 Polk Directory, the women's clothing stores that were listed, Brown's Ladies and Children's Store at 323 points. Then also on points is 401 points is Seaford's Clothing Store. And then lots of things in Aggieville and Morrow, or Aggieville and West Loop. Fashion World's at 3015 Anderson. Moto Day, I might mention, is still downtown on South 4th Street. Stevenson's Clothing Store has moved to 1346 West Loop Place. And Woody's Ladies Shop is in Aggieville, still at 1225 Morrow. Keller's 2 is still in Aggieville at 1218 Morrow. And the Carousel is at 1130 Morrow. And the Gaslight Boutique is in Aggieville at 1118 Morrow. Men's Store, Bork Brothers, which of course we still have today, but in 1980 it was located at 220 Humboldt. There was one men's store downtown, West Limited, at 327 points, and then lots in Aggieville. John Schaefer Limited at 1203 Morrow, Woody's Men's Shop at 700 North Manhattan, and then, of course, Stevenson's Clothing Store is at 1342 West Loop. Children and infants stores, we had the Children's Cottage at 1231 West Loop, and then Judy's still downtown at 405 points. We still had lots of department stores. Alco was at 3007 Anderson. Kmart was on East Points. Ward Keller department store was still downtown at 328 Morrow. The Montgomery Ward store was a catalog store and it was at 322 points. JCPenney was on South 4th. And of course, Sears and Roebuck was on 4th. Then there's lots of other sorts of stores. General Jeans was at 1208 Morrow. And then Jean Junction, which is also called Jean Station in the telephone book, at 1207 Morrow. And that those Jean stores were really catering to college students a lot, I think. Then of course, Ballard Sporting Goods with at 1222 Morrow had custom lettered t-shirts. Breakaway West, which was in West Loop, had winter summer sports clothing. So I think that was ski clothes and surf clothes and those sorts of things. Lee's Western Wear was on Route 5 and Lots to Love Shop was in West Loop. So we had a real variety of things in the 1980s. I think of the 1980s as the silky disco shirts for men and women. Women wore suits and some with the big shoulders. Puffy sleeves, I think of for the 1980s, like Princess Diana's wedding dress and that kind of look. Leg warmers. I know lots of people who wore leg warmers. Turtlenecks for men and women and velvet blazers for men and women. And I don't know if leisure suits were in the 70s or 80s, but I remember men, it's kind of a more dressy look than just jeans, but less dressier than a suit. But I remember men wearing leisure suits.
I remember,
I think, in that period.
You know, when I was working in Aggieville at Aggie Station at Mr. K's back in the early to mid 80s, a lot of men wearing white pants.
Oh, yes.
And the pant legs were still rather flared. One of the things we didn't talk about there in the 70s primarily, the shoes for men.
Oh, I remember platform shoes.
Exactly. Exactly.
And going back to the 60s, go-go boots for women. Mm-hmm. I really, really wanted a pair of go-go boots, but never got some.
They're still available.
Well,
hot pants, fishnets, and go-go
sailed.
Boots for Cheryl for the company the county's Christmas party, holiday party, or whatever. How about that? I remember going to the Jean Station. There was another store that was across the street kind of in that area where, you know, some of the bars are now. And I can't remember. It's like Casual Encounter or something like that. But I believe that there was a buckle, a brass buckle in Aggieville there in the 80s. And, of course, 87, I believe, is when the Manhattan Town Center opened. A lot of that, yes. You know, the East Point, you know, Bork Brothers relocated to West Loop at the time. And I believe they opened in 79, if I recall correctly. But, you know, that changed the fashion industry around here dramatically.
Yes, very much so. Because, of course, with the mall, a lot of the national chains became part of that. Yeah. And that really did change how things worked in downtown and Aggieville and West Loop. Everything sort of reordered themselves a little bit.
You know, you talked about, you know, and I want to try to get some visuals for people. The Woody's Men's Shop, if I recall correctly, was there at the intersection and in the building where the Dusty Bookshelf is now.
Yes.
If I recall
that's
correctly.
Correct.
Now then, give us some perspective.
And the ladies shop across the street.
Right. And that's over there where... you know, the subway and you know, you got the arts thingy
like
there.
Acme in that area.
Right, right. Now, can you give us some perspective, Cheryl, on downtown? Because, you know, the what is in the current locations where, you know, where you find Tallgrass Tap House and where Sears and Penny's were? Can you give us some perspective on what those locations are now? Because Tallgrass Tap House, is that where Keller's was?
Keller's was where the church is on the northeast corner of 4th and Point.
Okay, so that's what's
There's
now
a church in that area.
House of
and if
Prayer.
If you go inside the door, you know, of course, they had big windows and
right.
specifically for department stores, so you could display okay. your goods, and you see on the floor it says spot cash, and that's because Keller's took over that spot cash general department store and was there for many, many years. So that's where Keller's was
gotcha.
Downtown.
And that Mid-America Office Supplies was there. Was it Mid-America Office Supplies?
Yes,
that
correct.
Was there for a long
uh-huh.
time?
Yes, that's where they were for many years.
I got
offices upstairs.
Mm-hmm. I got a text from our friend Alan Parker, who's over at Bork Brothers now, and he listed a couple of other stores: Downtown Men's, West Limited, and J. Bishop Clothiers.
Okay.
Which those are ones I'm not familiar with.
I remember West Limited, mm-hmm. But I don't remember Bishop. Okay. It's interesting to me looking over this, what I remembered and what I didn't remember. And I remembered men's stores much less because I wasn't going into them as much. The women's stores I remembered a little bit more.
All right. Well, we got to take our final break here on the program. Let's do that. And we'll go into the 1990s next here on News Radio KMAN.